Well, my gosh, how appropriate that we celebrated Father's Day yesterday. Who joins us this morning but somebody who was one of America's favorite TV dads for 7 years. He was Dr. Jason Seaver on Growing Pains. Alan Thicke joins us this morning. How are you, Alan?
Very well, thank you. Had a wonderful Father's Day weekend with three sons and two grandsons.
That's quite a family. So let's talk about those 7 years on Growing Pains. I mean, do people still call you Dr. Seaver? I mean, when you run into people sometimes?
I still get a little of that. I'm now known as Dr. Seaver or Robin Thicke's father.
Yeah.
Or occasionally I'll have people say to me, hey, I loved you on Family Ties. And I say, okay, that's close enough.
Wrong one. I'll take whatever love I can get. Well, we're going to talk about your new series in a minute because you're actually into the second season now of Unusually Thicke, which by the way, is there like something in your contract, Alan, says every show has to somehow be a play on the word Thicke? Is that the idea?
No. I did that on a lousy talk show years ago called Thicke of the Night.
Nah, that wasn't lousy. Come on.
But Thicke is easy to play with, have a little fun with.
Yeah.
And we're actually, our third season on Unusually Thicke will air on the Pop Network starting in September.
Right.
And that's been fun. We're kind of a sitcom reality in that we're like a real-life Modern Family because you got the older, mature gentleman wallpaper. You have the hot, young Latin wife, and you have the smart-ass teenager.
Pretty much.
And those two are quite terrific. We're having a lot of fun with them. And, we deal with family drama, and it's reality in that it's really us. But we try to find the humor in family drama, as opposed to throwing wine at each other and pulling our hair.
Well, and you can catch Unusually Thicke on Wednesday, 7:30 on Pop TV, which is the former TV Guide Network, if you remember. And Alan, I have to ask you, though, you have done a lot of stuff. You referenced already Thicke of the Night. And what do you think happened with that? First of all, how long did that run exactly, that talk show you did, Thicke of the Night?
Well, Thicke of the Night was on in the 80s against Johnny Carson.
Oh, boy.
And they said it couldn't be done, and I was the guy they chose to prove it. It lasted for a full year, which isn't bad in today's marketplace, you know, where they pull the plug in a minute and a half if stuff isn't working. But we did very badly in the ratings, but only relative to Carson. In other words, if we were on today, the numbers that we did in late night, they'd be having a parade for me. They would have built a monument. But back then, it was just the two of us, so I got my ass handed to me, deservedly, because I was lousy and the show was lousy.
Oh,
but
no.
As I said, in today's marketplace, it would have been considered a hit.
Well, you're being modest, and you were going up against the king of late night, after all. I mean, come on. You know, it's so...
Yeah.
And you lasted years, you said.
No, it was not easy. The critics hated it. We had one... there's only one flattering review that I can remember, and even that didn't come out quite right. The guy was... the figures that my biggest fan was semi-illiterate. He wrote that Alan Thicke has a nice self-defecating sense of humor. I wrote back to him. I said, well, thank you, and we will be improving excrementally.
That's great. We're visiting with TV dad legend Alan Thicke this morning. Do you stay in touch with the Growing Pains people, Cameron and Tracy and all them? Or
we do. In fact, we did a Growing Pains reunion episode on Unusually Thicke where we have the whole cast, but it turns out that I have this wonderful idea to do a feature film that I'm trying to pitch with Growing Pains. So we're looking for some additional cast members. So I go to John Stamos's house and I say, John, how would you like to be the new Mike Seaver? And he said, well, you know, I could do it, but I think the Seavers, you got to modernize them, bring them into the 21st century. So the Seavers should be a family of vampires, and Mike should be gay.
Oh, so, of course.
So if you see a movie where Mike Seaver shows up as a gay vampire, that's where it started.
These aren't the Seavers that I remember, I can tell you that. In doing the research to talk with you, Alan, I found out something quite amazing. You are a, may I dare I say, prolific TV theme writer. You have written some of the greatest TV themes in history.
Yes, I did. I am proud to say that I am dynamite up to about 30 seconds. after that, I get nothing. After that, it's all Robin after that.
Yeah,
I had a decent commercial ear, and I could put together a peppy little 30-second theme. And so I did that for over 40 shows, actually. But the ones that you would remember would be Different Strokes,
sure,
and Facts of Life, probably.
Oh, those are fantastic. That's amazing. What a talent, you know? I mean, that is truly, that is quite a skill there, I have to say, you know? So to be able to do
that. Like I said, the best 30 seconds in music.
And you made, I think I can say, an infamous appearance on How I Met Your Mother. And there was one episode, you might want to hide the kids for this one, Mom and Dad, where there was a whole beaver hand puppet thing, and it was just full of innuendo and whatnot about beaver and wood and everything else. When you saw that, did you look at them and go, do you really want me to do all this? Were you shocked at all by the script?
Well, you know, I was only shocked in that the evolution of so-called family television, you know, stuff that we couldn't possibly have said or gotten away with back in the Growing Pains days. And suddenly it's okay. And that made it kind of fun to play, frankly.
What's the biggest challenge you face, Alan, being a Canadian in the American entertainment industry? Or are there any? Is it just doesn't really matter?
Well, no, the biggest challenge is when you occasionally still work in Canada and they pay you in Canadian dollars. And then you go to the bank and find out that you would have been better off just ordering lunch. Canadian dollar has taken a beating. I still love to come home whenever I can. I'm talking to you today from Edmonton, Alberta, where I'm shooting a film. In fact, my 17-year-old is joining me, and he's going to be in the final scene of the film with me. So always good to come home. But yeah, I don't see any disadvantage at all. The Americans have embraced Canadian actors and Canadian humor, and there's certainly enough of us who have done well enough that we've found our place. So life is good.
We're visiting with Alan Thicke this morning. I know you got to run here shortly, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention your son, Robin. And obviously, he's had some controversy in recent days and everything. Is it tough as a dad, also having a son in the entertainment industry, do you have to button your lip and say, boy, I really want to say something about this, but I can't. I got to let him handle it. What do you do? What does dad do in that situation?
Yeah, well, that's certainly one of the strategies. You know, we're in a social media world, and everybody is aware of everything. And, you know, when you get to the top of the mountain, as Robin did, having the biggest record in the world last year, a lot of scrutiny, a lot of eyes on you. The spotlight is there. And if you ever make any bad decisions or any mistakes, there's going to be people who are happy to remind you of that. But I am thrilled that Robin is the incredible talent that he is and the artist he has become. He's also a fabulous father and a great son and a fine human being, and I couldn't be prouder of him.
Well, it's clearly in the genes, and we can see where he gets it from. And you can catch Robin and Alan and his wife Tanya and all the rest on Wednesday nights. It's Unusually Thicke. It airs on Pop TV. You can catch him there. And I just have to say, Alan, what a real pleasure to have you here today, man. And I wish you...
Well,
and
thank you for having me. And if I may, another few seconds, I'd like to plug something else I'm involved in and proud of. It's a website called procon.org, procon.org. It's a nonprofit charitable website. It's educational, but don't let that scare you because it's also interactive and fun. And essentially, it is the pros and cons of any issue that we could be talking about today, whether it's gun control or same-sex marriage or whether golf is actually a game or immigration reform. It's all there.
We got a lot of golfers that listen to us, Alan, just so you know, okay?
Yeah. No, I'm especially drawn to it with a kid going into college this year because it's perfect if you're writing an essay or if you just want to be the smartest person in the room.
Terrific.
Procon.org. Check it out.
All right. The great Alan Thicke, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and I wish you the very best with the movie, too. Let us know how that's going, all right?
Thanks, Kevin. Great talking to you.